You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Runners at first and second, two men out. The 1-1. And that ball hit high and deep into left field. Dominguez goes back, watches with the rest of us as Josh Young has just walked off the New York Yankees. A three-run home run to left center. Rangers win it 8-5.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about a three-run walk-off home run on a 1-1 pitch, two outs in the 10th inning and extras after an intentional walk to pitch to Josh Young? And the Rangers get the 8-5, 10-inning walk-off win over the Yankees in a game they tied it up in the ninth off the closer. Jock Peterson, a much-needed bomb that he was able to get.
Brett Boone just liking everybody's tweets on social media. People going crazy over that against his brother as the Yankee losing streak continues. And there are many leaving that stadium or, you know, commenting online that that feels like a stamp it game, that is a game to possibly remember if this thing leads to a playoff berth with the electricity and the excitement, despite the Yankee fans there.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was a game that the Yankees had the starting pitching advantage. Tonight, the Rangers have the starting pitching advantage. The Rangers, I think their ESPN analytics is like dang near 70% to win tonight's game. Whatever that FPI thing that they use is. But the Rangers have about a 70% chance to win. It was about what it was with the Yankees last night. And then, you know, get to tomorrow and another wild card thrown out there. But now you're in a position because you won that game, you know, with your ace on the hill in Eovaldi against Will Warren, who has got an ERA, you know, pushing five, that you could win the first two games of this series and you could walk away with a minimum of 2 of 3.
Yeah, I mean, look, this Yankee series is obviously going to be a big one just from the perspective of these are two teams that tried to sharpen themselves in this wild card race and in the race towards the playoffs, and they're in kind of similar circumstances right now. Last night felt like it was going to get out of control early, and the fact that they were able to rally and bounce back from that, it was really impressive. And it's
Corbin
did
was-
it.
Off.
Yeah, oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, really, more off than DeGrom was the day before. By the way, Nadell asked Bochy if DeGrom is tired, and he's like, I don't think so. I'm listening to him. Trust that he's going to be honest with us. Maybe some stuff off with the mechanics, but it does not sound like any type of 10-day shutdown for Jake.
Well, and I mean, even though Corbin was not good yesterday, that swinging strike to end the first was huge in a big spot right there. Getting that was massive. And then, you know, it was just a nice bounce back night for a number of guys. It was just redemption. You got the big Ezekiel Duran 2-run single that tied it up when they had gone down 3-0. Then they got a run on the board. Then he ties it. Then you end up getting the Jock Peterson home run in the ninth, then the Josh Young homer late, which Josh Young, I don't even know that we can call it redemption anymore. He's just playing good baseball
playing
now.
Well.
Like, ever since he got back, he's looked good. It's not anything that you're willing to just dismiss and say he's back, but he's looked really, really good.
10-game hit streak.
Yeah, and he's hitting, his OPS has gone up. When he got back to the majors, his OPS was 648. In the 10 games he's been back, his OPS is now up to 698. So he's boosted at 50 points in 10 games.
And the wild card, the Red Sox are 2.5 games clear of both Seattle and the Yankees, who are both tied for, however you want to say it, the second spot, or they're tied for the third spot. And then the Rangers are 1.5 back of both teams. Now, people are killing Chris. All social media is just, they love to just fire Aaron Boone every day.
Yeah.
Killing the decision to walk Wyatt Langford to pitch to Josh Young. I thought Bassett put on a clinic again last night, saying, you know, if you walk Wyatt, he no longer becomes the runner to start the 11th inning, if there is an 11th inning. It's the last out, right? So if you walk him,
yeah,
and then Josh Young is the last out, Young becomes the runner that you put at second. You want that. You would much rather have Josh Young at second than Wyatt Langford, who could score from a ball put anywhere on the field that's outside the infield. And then, you know, of course, like, people are just going to hindsight. That was the right call. I'd have watched.
Oh, Wyatt was having a great night.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he had a double to the line. I mean, he hit the ball hard. I absolutely would have done the same.
Two hits, two walks. Like, Wyatt Langford was having a good night.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I understand walking Langford. The thing that I was panicking about a little bit was just the decision to try and turn the double play in the 10th. And it worked out for him, but when that ball got hit back to the pitcher and then the throw looked wide at first to second, mm-hmm, I was like, just throw it home. Like, you've got – the guy's charging home. You're going to be able to get him at home. Just throw him out. But it ended up working out.
But look, the Yankee fans are not going to be happy, and Tolo Panic 61 sent me some audio that I just forwarded to Peyton. I haven't even listened to this. Is this Yankee fan reaction to last night, Peyton?
Yeah, so a lot of people are, you know, this is the guy that does a podcast, but he video streams the game, and then he does not play-by-play, but he talks with his followers and subscribers during the game and has a reaction to it. And so this is what he had to say while the Rangers were mounting their comeback.
The 2-1 from Devin. Hit in the air to right field and deep. This game is tied. F*** this. Everyone and their f***ing mother know what's going to happen here. F***ing stupid. I don't know how you got f***ing plumbers, magicians, f***ing f***ers, idiots, f***offs, plumbers, baggers, grocers, everything on planet Earth, not ball players, that know you can't close this f***ing guy. Everybody knows, but boom, everybody. Everybody knows but the manager of the team.
Is this guy's real voice?
Sounds like a bit.
I mean, it does.
I'm looking at him.
Plumbers.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's got the New Jersey accent.
The
get
what?
Out of here. Get out of my way. What's
that, babe?
I'm walking here.
This is what a lot of New York radio sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Plumbers, baggers, grocers.
Yeah. But it's also...
sounds fake.
Grocers.
That's fake.
It's also just a dumb fan. Like, smart baseball fans know, like, the manager, guys, doesn't... All this is decided before the game. Who the closer is decided before the game. Like, this, you know, blaming the manager for pitching decisions is a low-hanging... You're talking about low-hanging
You mean
fruit.
Like, we just, like, know who our team's closer is, or...
Yeah, so, like, they have a... Like, the Rangers have a plan today. You know, it's like, all right, so we're going to go... They have a plan for the pitch count for the pitcher.
Yes.
Right, the starting pitcher.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, in the middle of the inning, if it's a middle of the inning, we might go to this guy.
Like, take yesterday, for instance. You think Gray for 5 was planned out if... And then Kalum?
I think what was if they needed a long relief, they were going to go to Gray. If they were, you know, a lot of times, it's if you're winning, you have this bullpen that you go down. Like, when you get to the game, point of the game where you're going to use a bullpen, right? If you're winning, you take this path. If you're losing, you take this path. Like, if we're down by 3, I'm not throwing my best relievers here. But if we're up by 3, I'm going down this road, and we're going to use these guys in succession.
Like the 2-point chart. Like, you've got the chart in football, and you just say, this is the circumstance, and if it's the circumstance, we're doing this, and if not, we're doing that.
But now, you can mold things throughout the game and how it changes,
and that's
right?
Where you can pick it apart. Like, I don't know what the Rangers right now are going to do 7, 8, 9 in a game today.
Well, right. I think they do. I think they know.
Okay.
Going into the game. Now, again, if you're winning.
But if Garcia's thrown back out there and he gets lit up in the ninth, then you can have a Ranger fan freaking out and saying, you should have gone to one of our two new additions. And then they would yell at the manager for that.
They would yell at the manager. And
it doesn't matter if it was pre-planned. It was the wrong move in your eyes because it didn't work out.
Right, right.
And people are turning on Garcia now.
And that's where the fans would go. And I'm just saying, like, that's not – it's not that binary where it's just the manager.
Who makes the – so it's not
– it's the manager. It's the GM. It's the analytics staff. It's all that crap.
Then what does the manager do?
Manage people. But they all, I mean, they have,
but
obviously.
How? They, like, if they've already got that. But
no, well, Bochy's also part of all these meetings.
I'm not disputing that's the way it is. If that's the way it is, that's what I'm just saying. If that is the way it is, what is the manager doing?
He's part of this decision making process, like pre-game.
So he's just like, but I mean, that sounds like he's an assistant, basically. Because if it's all mapped out already and it comes from the analytics department and scouting and everything else, that sounds like he's not making a real decision in the game at all.
Well, again, like in the game, yeah, a lot of these things are pre-planned. That when you get in a situation where you have to make a pitch change in the middle of an inning, you know, that may not be pre-planned. I'm just talking about, like, they just base it like, hey, look, we got this guy, this guy, this guy. If we need three relievers, obviously, if DeGrom's out there and his pitch count's low, he's let him go.
Back to your segment.
There we go. Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers up to 13th in the power rankings on Sports Illustrated. And they did a grade on how all the teams look post-trade deadline. Their deadline grade, they gave them a B. A B grade. And it says, so much of the trade deadline analysis is understandably centered on how effectively teams address their needs. Sometimes, though, it makes sense to double down on strengths. And that's what they did, adding Kelly, Maton, Coulombe to a pitching staff that already had the league's best ERA. Though the group on hand was already performing well, they feel better about Kelly starting a playoff game than Jack Leiter or Patrick Corbin. They could have done more to help its below-average offense, however.
Yeah, I agree with a B. And they decided to take the approach of, let's add to our strength. And G-Bag asked Chris Young about it yesterday.
For a while there, things just weren't coming to fruition and involved on a number of fronts in a number of different ways. But, you know, our jobs are to make this team as good as possible and look for ways to try to improve. And, you know, the trade deadline is kind of the last period at which the front office can make some changes to the roster. There's small things that we can do the rest of the season, but this is the group we have. And so it was very important that we tried to do, we did our best to upgrade this team. And we feel like we did that. We attacked our pitching. We felt like the best way for us to continue to compete and to win this division was going to be to improve our pitching and really fortify the rotation and improve the bullpen. We struck out on the back end of the closing market, but that's okay. We feel very good in the group we have. Our bullpen's been tremendous this year. And by getting two veteran arms in Phil Maton and Danny Coulombe, we feel like we've, you know, really lengthened our pen and shortened games, so to speak. And, you know, I think we saw that this weekend with the way the pen pitched. It was really, really impressive. Mm-hmm. Those guys have done such a great job. And as I mentioned, we're going to get Chris Martin back in that mix at some point, too. So, you know, the hope is we get Josh Spores later in the summer here. You know, Tyler Mahle is doing well on his rehab or in throwing progression. So, you know, we feel like we're going to get stronger from a pitching standpoint.
I'm going to need an assistant GM who actually took swings at the plate is what I'm going to need now.
18 runs the last three games. Five runs a game, Bob. Five runs a game. Eight runs not enough for you last night? Eight runs?
We got down to the final out, and we threw four of them on there. Like, it's great. It's good. But, like,
runner was given to you in the extra inning.
The runner was given to you. And, like, I mean, one of the runs you scored was somebody throwing a ball into center field. Just like, oh, sorry about that. Saying we struck out on something is like, that's an apt description because they didn't do anything at the plate. They didn't do anything to touch on the two biggest needs that they had. It's great. I'm glad they won last night. It's a big game changer, but it's like, it's a little poetic that right at the end of the deadline, you don't go get a bat, and then the very next performance you're out there and you get shut out. Like, that's a problem.
He's relying on Josh Jung to do this. He's relying on that being a wake-up moment for Joc Pederson. He's relying on Zeke Duran doing something like he did last night. Josh Smith continuing to be who he is as Josh came up with a big hit. So that is Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ. Bobby thinks we're getting some fights out in Oxnard today, and it's just not between Micah and Jerry. Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com is next. We will finish up Ask Reddit questions with the KNC masterpiece. Fred should be must listen whenever he shows up at 9:42 here on DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, joined from Oxnard, California by Tommy Yarsh. DallasCowboys.com brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, sir. Where are you exactly there at the facility?
Good morning. Just outside of the hotel.
With bad internet.
Or I walk over to the Chick-fil-A that's about 100 yards away from this hotel.
But your hotel, you didn't Uber this morning for this, right?
No. Yeah, this is my hotel.
Okay, good. All right. Your Micah Jerry take as of today. What is your opinion after listening to Jerry speak to the media on Saturday and making phone calls and talking to people behind the scenes? Where do you stand on the back and forth?
Look, I think that, there's truth to both sides, right? And that's every negotiation. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think Micah Parsons' trade request was just him trying to levy some more leverage on his side in this deal, right? I think that, you know, as a whole lot, he doesn't really have much in the sense that, you know, the Cowboys have the option to franchise tag him twice and things like that. I don't think they want to. I don't think that's the end goal, but the option is there. And I don't think that, you know, looking at what we've seen in the past, I don't think the Cowboys are necessarily afraid to do that. I don't think they want to do that either, though. You know, I think they do want to give Micah Parsons his deal. Jerry Jones has never shied away from rewarding his players with a lot of money and maybe sometimes even overpaying as it relates to the rest of the market. And that could definitely be the case here with Micah Parsons. So I still think a deal gets done. I think it's still just a matter of when, not if. I don't think it happens here in Oxnard. I think this is a deal that, you know, we might see happen back in Frisco or maybe a day before the game or the day of, like kind of like Dak was last year. But I still think Micah Parsons gets taken care of, and I still think he's a Cowboy come September 4th.
So do you think there's any that he really actually does think that he wants out, or you think this is all just posturing?
If there is, I think it's very minuscule. You know, I think from Micah's perspective, the way that this has been handled in his eyes is somewhat disrespectful. Just the back and forth and not getting the agent involved. You know, Jerry Jones has done plenty of deals, like you said, you know, and he's negotiated with players, he's negotiated with agents, and, you know, usually to get across the finish line, agents are involved in some capacity. And so, you know, for him to sit there and say, you know, we had a deal done when the agent wasn't involved, you know, I understand having a handshake deal done, but Jerry Jones knows that in today's NFL, you know, agents are so involved, especially when you've got a guy as you know, respected.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic Views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To be involved is David Mulugeta. You know, they know that he's involved. So, you know, from that perspective and how the Cowboys have handled that side of things, I certainly sense Micah Parsons' frustration. But at the same time, you know, this guy loves Dallas. He wanted to be in Dallas. He loves his teammates. He's adored by his teammates. So I think it would be pretty tough to leave.
Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com here on The Fan. Did you learn anything new from Micah's statement or Jerry talking where you were like, oh, okay, I didn't factor that into this whole saga when both gave their sides. Was there anything from either side or just one thing that jumped out to you, Tommy?
I don't know if there's anything new that I learned. I think it was more just confirmation of, hey, these guys back in March when they met at the Big 12 championship game came to some sort of agreement, right? And agreement is kind of a strong term because it sounds like, you know, maybe we're getting ready to sign a deal here. I think it was more just a handshake deal, like, maybe Jerry tosses around like, all right, 5 years, $200 million. That's not any sort of actual number. That's just me experimenting here. And Mike is like, sure, let's do it. And then that was that. You know, I could definitely see that being the case. And that's what we thought was the case, but Jerry Jones confirmed that. So, and then Micah Parsons just, again, confirming that, you know, that he didn't view that as a negotiation. He viewed that as, you know, a conversation about, hey, do I have the right leadership traits in place? You know, am I on the right track to be able to sign this deal? So that was really more I learned. Otherwise, nothing really too surprising from what Micah said in his statement or what Jerry said when he spoke to us the other day. Because, you know, more or less, we've already known both sides of this story. And now it's just a matter of, all right, who's going to call who first, right? Who's going to finally cave and who's going to finally say, all right, let's just get this done. Let's stop all the drama and let's get a contract done.
Tommy, they've had really tense negotiations with big-time players before. Dak Prescott and his agent, Todd France. DeMarcus Lawrence and his agent, David Cantor. Ezekiel Elliott and his agent, Rocky Arsenault. Those all got very tense. I don't know of a time they ever just flat-out admitted to, we will not speak to the agent. We're not taking a call, to the point where it doesn't even sound like they've had a conversation where things could have gone side. Why is there such an issue specifically with Mulugeta?
I don't think there's an issue with Mulugeta. I really don't. From everything I've garnered, the Jones family and the Cowboys organization, you know, they've negotiated with David Mulugeta before. They have a lot of respect for him. They know that he's, you know, one of the best in the game. And I think in part, they know that what they're doing right now or what he's doing right now is part of his playbook to get his guys paid more, right? And that's just because David Mulugeta is good at his job. You know, he's playing his cards so that Micah Parsons can get significantly more than the rest of the pass rushers in the market. And they had made it clear earlier, too, that, hey, we're going to be the last ones to sign. We're going to be the last ones to sign so that we can hold that record for highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. So I don't think there's any bad ill or negative thoughts about David Mulugeta from inside the Cowboys organization. I think they view it as, you know, we had a deal done in March. Why would we need to change it now? If we had a deal done, if Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons had a deal where, you know, he views this negotiation as it's just the two of them. He's told that to us at the owners' meetings is, you know, he's negotiating owner to player. And those are the only two parties that matter. And then he went on to say, you know, I don't even know the agent and whatever it was that he said after that. I think that's how they view the negotiation. Jerry Jones sees it as they had a done deal. And now Micah Parsons is trying to get his agent involved, which could change things. And so that's what's making the Cowboys hesitant. But again, Jerry Jones knows what he's doing. The Cowboys know what they're doing. And they've done plenty of these deals before. They know that agents need to get involved at some point, and they know that they will be involved at some point in some capacity. So at some point, those conversations need to be had, and a finish line needs to be crossed.
What stood out to you from practice yesterday?
Really good day from Treshawn Holden, I thought, in the red zone period. Towards the back end there, he had back-to-back touchdown grabs. You know, just look, really, the rest of the offense, I think, it's starting to click. Dak and CD, we're talking last week about how, you know, usually around that two-week mark, you're feeling like you're in game shape and you're feeling like you're ready to go. And I think that that's kind of, you know, that you're kind of seeing that. You're kind of seeing that start to click slowly but surely. George Pickens, CD Lamb, both of them got involved in the screen game early. I think the first two plays of practice were screens to Pickens and CD. And, you know, I've told you guys this before. I think, you know, we don't give George Pickens enough credit for how good he is after the catch. I think that his ability to run those long strides is something that we haven't really seen much because he's more of a deep threat is what he was used as in Pittsburgh. But Brian Schottenheimer is going to get him the ball in space, and they're going to try to let him work. So that's always a good thing. And then, you know, defensively, I think you're going to see a real challenge today in the Rams, especially with this cornerback room, this defensive line, pass rushers on both sides of the ball. So a pretty mellow practice, I thought, yesterday to set up for a really fun day today.
Yeah, Zach Wolchuk tweeted, ball knowers know the Rams have one of the best D-lines in football.
Ball knowers, yes.
Young and really good. So that sets up for today's back and forth. Did Mazi get banged up yesterday? What's his status?
Sounds like a knee injury, I believe, for Mazi Smith. Not sure of his status. He was able to walk off the field under his own power. He walked back to the medical tent, and then after a couple of minutes in there with Jim Maurer, he walked back to the Cowboys locker room. So we'll see if we see Mazi out there today.
Has he looked any different compared to years past? Has he kind of shined, or he's just there?
I think he's had some solid reps where you say, okay, that's exactly what you want to see from Mazi. You know, he had one rep against Tyler Smith, I think it was last week, where, you know, he shrugged him off pretty good and he got to his gap. And you say to yourself, okay, that's what you want to see. But we want to see it like five times in one day.
Yeah.
And not once every 3 days. So, you know, I understand that it's still a process. And at the end of the day, you know, he's a guy that lost weight. I mean, this is just me and how I want my one text. I want those dudes to be heavy. I want them to be 330 pounds. I want them to take up space, and I want them to be hard to move. You know, and I understand Matt Eberflus' scheme. They want to get those guys up the field. They want to get those guys running away, and I just don't know if that's Mazi Smith's strong suit. I think this is a guy who in college was just super athletic and could take that space up. And so, you know, it, whether or not that is playing to his strengths is maybe what's causing a little bit of this, you know, what we're seeing in camp, where sometimes he just straight up gets moved around. You know, I think we saw the best play from Tyler Booker so far in camp against Mazi Smith when he created a running lane that might have been the largest for Javonte Williams in his entire life. And it was just, he just kind of paved the road and threw Mazi Smith out of the club. So, you know, it's still an adjusting game and there's still steps that need to be taken. But the bottom line is, with how thin the Cowboys are in defensive tackle, Mazi Smith, regardless of, you know, how he looks in training camp, is a body they need in there.
Tommy Yarsh has the story up on DallasCowboys.com on the return of Lyle Collins. What did LC have to say, and where do you see him fitting?
Yeah, LC, I think, is a guy that's just really, really pleased to be back. You know, after that ACL, MCL injury in 2022, he admitted, you know, hey, a lot of people in the NFL kind of threw my name out. They threw me off, wrote me off, whatever. What was it Geno Smith said? They wrote me off. I didn't write back.
Yeah.
And, well, LC's writing back for now. I don't know how long that letter is. But, nonetheless, you know, this is a guy who he kind of – what stood out to me was, like, even when I left, he said, even when I left, this place is always home. And it never really felt the same outside of here in that 1 year in Cincinnati with the Bengals. So I think this is a guy that's really happy to be back. He and Dak Prescott are very close. And I think that played a big part in his decision. And I think Dak Prescott has a little bit of a smile on his face knowing that LC is in the locker room. That's a good locker room presence for him, not just on the field too. But as far as where he shakes out on the depth chart, he was taking some third string right tackle reps in practice yesterday. This is a guy who hasn't played an NFL game since 2022. So I think there's going to be some sort of ramp up for him to be able to get back into playing shape. But this is a depth addition. I don't know if he'll necessarily be a guy who's starting for the Cowboys on Sundays. But, you know, if guys get banged up or guys get moved around, he's a guy that they'll give him tackle guard flexibility. So he can certainly play in there if there are open spots needed.
Over under 1.5 fights at practice.
I'm a pacifist, so I'll say I'm all for sportsmanship, so I'll say under.
Tommy, thanks for joining us, and thanks for hopping on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Moving forward, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Enjoy practice.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
One of our new favorites, maybe the new favorite, Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. What will Ask Reddit be like with Fred Davis? We crosstalk with KNC next. But, fellas, you already know what the Low T Center and Synergenx do. Well, now they are treating the ladies. Synergenx and Low T helping women balance their hormones and bringing balance back to your lives with hormone replacement therapy. In-center and at-home treatment options are available for the ladies. Find out which is right for you when you speak with one of their providers about injections, topical creams, and pellets. Ladies can go to any of their centers, get a test, tell them Sean for the Fans send you, that's right, one of our top female Tolos, and that includes a full hormone panel. Did you know that women with hormonal imbalances experience many of the same symptoms of men with low testosterone? And guys, you know how frustrating that can be. So we want you to go ahead, ladies, and change things up for you if you feel like you need it. Stop by any of the centers or lowtcenter.com. That's the Low T Center. Tell them Sean for the Fan sent you.
Here's the pitch, and there's a high drive, well hit. Right field, straight away, way back. That ball is history. Jock Peterson has tied the game with a home run off Devin Williams.
And a Yankee transaction has been made after last night's call on the Fan.
Yeah, the guy who gave up the home run to Josh Young, Jake Bird, they just traded for him. We were on the playing fields in Oxnard. They've already sent him down. Minor leagues.
Wow.
Let's see. They have given up their bullpen since Friday has given up 12 earned runs.
Oof. Did they give up something of significance?
I think they gave up one top 10 prospect for all the players, all the relievers. So nothing major, but still, you trade for somebody. I mean, you're giving up prospects. I mean, even the 15th best prospect could turn into something.
Bednar got rocked too, didn't he? Like all their, basically everybody they've traded for has gotten rocked.
Got rocked.
Since
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Since getting brought over.
It's Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece. Fred in for Kevin. Corey Majors, good morning. What's coming up?
Guys, was that the turning point for this Rangers season last night? We dive in on that. And then overreaction and reality at 11 o'clock. Looking forward to all the fun.
And you wanted to comment on a segment we had?
So last couple weeks ago when we were at the airport, I put a little thing together.
Wow.
Went through the top 15 all-time sack leaders. And tried to figure out how many of them had won Super Bowls and how many of them had won Super Bowls with their team they were drafted by. And Reggie White, Strahan, Suggs, Dent, and LT12. That's it. That's the teams
Reggie that didn't win with his with the Eagles.
No, he did not. Though that's guys that won one and that was some and with their own team it was like three. And Micah is on the trajectory. He would finish top six all time. He would be at 143 would be a number that let's put him at. If he plays seven more years and has 13 sacks a year, he'll be top six. But does that mean Super Bowl? And the numbers pan out where the best of the best just didn't quite get it for him every time.
Now, how much did you connect their quarterback that they played with their career?
Jim Kelly.
So that's for Bruce.
Yeah. Reggie White was Favre.
Yeah.
Kevin Green was all the terrible quarterbacks that played in Pittsburgh. Julius Peppers never
had O'Donnell 1 year.
Okay. Yep. He was a great quarterback for the Cowboys.
O'Donnell
yeah.
1 year.
Oh,
come on. That was not his fault. That was Andre Hastings.
Julius Peppers, Jake Delhomme, Dolman had Jim McMahon, Strahan. We know that. Jason Taylor. Never won a Super Bowl. We don't know his quarterbacks. Suggs.
Do you have Jay Feely 1 year or something like that?
Yeah. A lot of these guys didn't have great quarterbacks.
Jay Feely, that's a
some
great
of them
guy.
A lot of them didn't have great. Dak's not a great quarterback either.
Okay.
Well, is he great or good?
I think you know the answer to that.
So are you willing to say that they shouldn't pay him based upon the DN history?
I like the discussion of the amount of money just seems too exorbitant to do. It just seems like too much when you can put a better, deeper roster together on that side of the ball. I've always been about give me more talent. I don't need just one high-end talent.
Bobby should wear those glasses as he's also going to the Yankee game tonight. I don't think he's going to be on the field, so you can bust.
No, I don't have Boone's number. So.
Brett Boone's balls tomorrow when he joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. But yeah, you should wear those inside.
Well, these are Zach's. I'm stealing. These are definitely Zach's.
You will be.
They've been there for 2 weeks.
They've been there a while. But they're Zach's, I think.
He's been here.
I swear I saw him wearing these like these in Oxnard. So, but I assume there is. This is over by his chair. So things like that. We'll be in the suite tonight. So we have babysitter. Well.
So after you're down on the field for batting practice, where are you sitting?
I don't know. I don't have the tickets yet. They'll get deposited into the account.
Same person. Same person responsible for the field pass, responsible for the tickets.
I assume so. Yeah, I assume it's all going to be maybe at will call. I don't know. They may just have him at will call. But he did ask for my email address. He goes, okay. I need all four full names.
Government names.
And after what happened at the Roman Coliseum, I'm not making that mistake again.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to use the real name. We need all four full names.
All right, let's finish up Ask Reddit. Fred, have you ever participated in Ask Reddit?
No, I mean, I've listened to you guys do it a bunch of times, but this is my first time participating.
Let's lead off with Fred then. Fred, what's a single sentence someone said that stuck with you forever?
Man, I got to thinking about that, and the only thing I mean, really nothing came to mind, unfortunately. One that I wish I'd have heard sooner is, you know, you'll never have enough women chasing money, but you will lose women, or you will lose money chasing women.
I get it. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you'll never go broke taking a profit.
Yeah, no.
All right, say it one more time.
So you will never lose women chasing money, but you will lose money chasing women.
Okay.
I wished I'd have heard that 30 years ago.
That's a good one. The one that stands out to me, and I don't even know that it's good advice necessarily, it has always stuck with me that when somebody said it, which was, what somebody thinks of me is none of my business.
That's a great one.
And I don't know if I even agree with it.
Well, you definitely don't. You don't apply that.
No, because the idea there is just, it just depends on who. Just a generic somebody, no. There are certain people who it matters. There's other people it doesn't matter at all.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Grandpa told me when someone offers you money, take it and don't ask where it came from.
You know, plausible deniability.
Yeah. You don't want to know.
That makes sense.
Some things you just don't want to know.
Corey?
There's always somebody bigger and stronger than you out there. That was the time I was like 12 years old. Dad and I were play fighting. He raised his hand and accidentally hit me in the lip, and I started bleeding. And then I jumped on his head and started punching him in the head.
Dang.
The next thing I know, I'm up on the wall by my throat. Yeah. And he was like, just remember this. And I was like, oh, okay. Man. So always go into those things. Okay. Kind of, hey, what do I need to do here?
And then
I saw my dad mad twice. That was one of them. So.
And the other?
When I scratched his car with my bicycle handle because the rubber was off, and I just went down, brand new truck, 2 days old. I was turning around, just.
What color was his truck?
Blue.
Oh,
and it was
of course it was.
I. It's funny because they're different. And that was the he get in the house. I sat in there waiting. He comes in there furious. Still, boom! Punches a hole in the door.
Wow.
Only other time I'd ever seen him mad was like that. That door sat with that hole for the rest of the time we were there.
Yikes.
Never fixed it, never replaced it. But he
what
was.
What kind of bike was it?
It was a green and white
10-speed
bicycle.
BMX?
I don't know.
A Schwinn?
Yeah, maybe. A Huffy.
All right.
Sean, you got one?
What difference would that make?
Well, I mean, I just remember growing, because since he and I are the same age, I can actually, you know, have references that he'll understand.
Okay.
And so.
I think it was a Huffy.
You know, I had a dyno back in the day with the pegs on the back.
Yes.
So,
okay. I don't remember one from back in the day, but I heard one on reality TV the other night that I'm going to try.
Oh.
And it said, if you say an insult calmly, it's super powerful.
Yes.
And usually my insults are loud and yelling and mistaken, like yesterday's G-bag, but. I'm going to try to really cut deep by saying it calmly now and see if it hurts that person even more.
What insult? Think about the insult that's cut you the most deep over the last few years and how flippantly it was said. You weird for that.
I don't remember. Oh, you weird for that.
Yeah, it was just
that wasn't said to me. Trayvon typed that.
But you did it not tell. Come? No,
it came across chill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, scrambled my brain.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs.
He said you were weird for that?
He go, you weird for that.
And that, yeah.
I do remember.
And
Sean
messed my
I can see.
And he called me weird. It messed my brain up for a whole week.
Have you seen the?
I can see that.
Have you seen
and he wore his Uggs to practice.
Have you seen the trend of like when you tell a guy he's being annoying, those videos? That it's like a girl going like, stop it, you're being so annoying. And then the guy's just basically like, okay, all right, well, like, I guess you don't love me. And like, just like walking away or whatever. Like, Kristen saw that video and she's like, that is you with everything. Any criticism, you just start going, okay, fine. I guess I'm just turning around and walking away then. Nobody wants to hang out with me. All right, what is normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Your dog barking his head off.
Oh.
Because in 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it could be somebody walking their dog. But at nighttime.
That's a great one.
A knock at the door?
It's a murder.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
You never want to hear somebody knocking at your door at 3 in the morning.
3 a.m.
Having to fill up gas. I do not want to stand out at a gas station in the middle of nowhere at 3 a.m.
Do you ever fill up on the way into work?
No,
it's not 3.
No, I will always, I'll generally make sure my gas is taken. I've had to do it before, but even so, that's 5:30. To me, that's different than 3. If I'm up at 3, it's probably an overnight road trip, and I'm stopping in the middle of nowhere to do it.
That's fair.
Cleaning your gun.
I don't.
And
think
you're thinking, shouldn't I have done this before this moment?
Yeah. How often do you clean your gun?
Not enough. But certainly not at 3 a.m.
How often are you supposed to clean it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not by any means a firearms expert, yeah. But, you know, I know enough to be dangerous.
Hit Google real quick.
All right, here we go. Who do you think is the most universally recognized musician in modern history?
Like
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was the first one that came to mind.
Like their face, their sound, their songs.
However you want to say it. Whatever. The sound, yeah. The way they, when you see them go, oh, I know who that is.
It tells the way you recognize it. Just answer it how you want. Yeah.
Either way, it might be Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be Michael.
Yeah.
Because Michael's voice is so unique. Who you just saw, now, Dylan's voice is so unique. Yes. That him like singing, like you know instantly, oh, that's Bob Dylan singing.
And I didn't just see him.
Yeah.
No, you just saw the movie. That's what I mean. It's a good movie. Yeah. You saw it.
Now, right. I would think with our kids, it's probably, I mean, I would throw Taylor Swift out there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right. Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
I mean, my daughter's a Swiftie, so.
It's just so generic and vapid and cookie cutter. It could sound like anybody made it.
Yeah, absolutely.
From a voice perspective, like it would, like Springsteen, something that has like the really bad voice.
But does the younger generation even know who Bruce Springsteen is?
No, probably not. Probably not.
You know what I'm saying? Michael transcends.
Michael transcends.
Absolutely.
Michael,
I mean, you still got
Michael definitely over Prince.
And international, too. Michael's international.
Yeah, I would give him just a slight edge.
I'll tell you what, you know, when you hear a Beach Boys harmony, you know it's the Beach Boys. Like there's no mistaking who that is.
You know Rihanna.
Again, I'm going to go with people over a certain age, though.
I don't know. When Brian Wilson just died, there were a lot of people. People know the song Good Vibrations.
They do know that song.
Like, and there's a lot of those that get reused and kicked around. All right.
Does Peyton know who the Beach Boys? Yeah, Peyton, does Peyton know who the Beach Boys are?
No.
No, there's no way he does. He didn't know who, the whole way we started doing How Young is Peyton Russell is because he didn't know who Freddie Mercury was. Who Freddie Mercury is probably up there, too. And then last one, what's a sound from childhood that you can hear perfectly in your head right now?
Oh, dial up.
You've got mail.
Dial
I can
up.
Hear that just clear as day in my head.
Peyton, what's for you? The sound. Or have you not thought about
the sound
this?
Of his butler sweeping the floor?
Yeah.
The drawbridge lowering.
Yeah.
The bell. What was the exact question of the sound?
Never
What's
mind.
A sound from your childhood you can hear perfectly in your head right now?
I tried to include because he usually has the best Ask Reddit answers.
I mean, probably.
Fax machine.
Oh, the fax machine, yeah.
No, the refrigerator being left open because I've always left the fridge open. You know when I get food out.
Back
there.
In our day, we were kids.
Yeah, didn't have a beep.
We didn't have that at all.
Had a beep alarm.
Yeah.
You're lucky if the dryer beeped when it was over.
The way the water hose hits the bottom of a plastic pool because we didn't have good pools growing up, so we had that.
I didn't have a pool.
What about a belt coming off of somebody's pants? Yeah, I heard that one.
Yes. We were a Switch family. We weren't a belt.
Oh man.
The KNC masterpiece is next on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.